Hey, it's BJ, and I wanted to run an idea by you that I had for the podcast before this episode begins. I'm calling it the Vinyl Frontier. And what I want to do is I want to rent a car for 2 weeks with unlimited mileage and drive from city to city, visiting as many record stores as I possibly can in that 2 week period, with the goal being to visit 100 record stores. And I want to be able to buy every record that looks remotely interesting. I will chronicle the entire trip with podcast episodes and blog posts, meaning I will record podcasts in the car. I'll try to record episodes talking to the guys that own the record stores along the way. And when I get home, I will record podcast episodes featuring the best songs from the records that I bring home from the trip. So I have mapped out a tentative plan which would call for 2,800 miles of driving, or about 46 hours. First stop Chicago area, then up through Michigan, hitting Kalamazoo and Ann Arbor on the way to Detroit. Onward to Toronto, which would mean I'd need to get a passport, so this part of the plan is up in the air. But if I make it to Toronto, then I would drive down Ontario, hitting four more cities on the way before arriving in Buffalo. Onward to Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Ohio, across Ohio, hitting Yellow Springs, Dayton, and Hamilton before arriving in Cincinnati. Onward to Minneapolis, then St. Louis, across Missouri, hitting Jefferson City and Columbia before making it to Kansas City. Onward to Des Moines, Iowa, and then up to Minneapolis, St. Paul, before driving back down Wisconsin, hitting La Crosse and Eau Claire on the way home. And also, if anyone has any suggestions of places to stop along this route, or perhaps an alternate route, or you live along the route, please let me know. Send me an email, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com, or hit me up on Facebook. So this is the important part. I have set up a GoFundMe page. If you go to www.gofundme.com/KAAK38. That is where you will need to go if you would like to contribute and help make this trip happen. And if a good portion of my regular listeners go there to www.gofundme.com/KAAK38, if a good portion of the regular listeners go there and chip in 5 or 10 bucks, then we should be able to make this trip happen. And I'm hoping to do it in April. Honestly, I don't know if this is a realistic idea or I'm 100% comfortable with the concept. It's been a lifelong dream of mine to do a road trip like this, and I think it would be a great thing for the podcast as well. And if you agree, then please go chip in 5 or 10 bucks. I will put a link on the Facebook page and the blog, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. So there will be links to the GoFundMe page at Facebook and at the blog as well. But like I said, if you're a regular listener to the podcast and you enjoy what I do here, you'll get plenty out of it if you go chip in 5, 10, 20 bucks, whatever you feel like. You'll get a lot out of it. There will be some really cool episodes that will come out of it. And like I said, I will chronicle the trip on a special blog. And I think it'll be a fun event for the show and just a cool thing. So hopefully you agree and you'll go to the GoFundMe page, www.gofundme.com/KAAK38. Chip in 5 or 10 bucks and thanks in advance. And now here's this week's episode.
Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ, and I'm calling today's episode DJ BJ because there's not really a theme. I'm just going to play you a bunch of songs that I really like that I wanted an excuse to play on the podcast. And some of these songs are going to be previews of upcoming episodes. For example, the first song I'm going to play is a song called Illiterature from an album of the same name by a guy named Adam Schmidt. The record came out on Reprise Records in 1993, and it was Adam Schmidt's second album. And when I started doing the podcast, probably the number one episode I wanted to do was to have Adam Schmidt come on the show and talk to us about his album, Alliterature, which is an amazing, amazing album. And I tried to get in touch with Adam Schmidt through various ways, and various people tried to help, but I just could not make it happen. So eventually, I'll probably do my own episode on my own about this record, Alliterature, by Adam Schmidt. But for now, here's a taste. This is the title track, Alliterature, by Adam Schmidt. Up next is a pop punk band from Seattle called Flop. They had three albums in the 90s, and I've been working on getting the main guy behind this band, Rusty Willoughby, to come on the show, and I think that's going to happen eventually. So here's a preview. This is a song by Flop from their first album from 1992. The record's called Flop and the Fall of the Mop Squeezer, and it's a great, great album all the way through. This is a song called Hello by Flop.
Never really enough.
Up next is another pop punk band from Seattle. One of my favorite bands of the 90s. One of my favorite bands of all time, really. A band called Best Kissers in the World. And the frontman of this group, Gerald Collier, at one time had agreed to come on the podcast, but now he doesn't write me back. So I'm still going to try to make that happen, but eventually, if I can't get Gerald to come on the show, then I'm just going to do my own episode about Best Kissers in the World. And here's a preview. This is a song from a 1993 EP that they put out on MCA Records called Puddin'. This is an amazing song by Best Kissers in the World called Pickin' Flowers For. This next band, Rocket from the Crypt, another of my favorite bands from the 90s. Amazing band, one of the best live bands I ever saw as well. And I definitely am going to do a podcast episode about these guys eventually. I've also asked the frontman of this group, John Reese, to come on the podcast, but he ignored me. This song is one of my favorite songs ever. It's from a 1995 album by Rocket from the Crypt called Scream Dracula Scream. This is a song called Young Livers.
Down the ride.
Okay, so rolling with the idea of no theme up next, just for the hell of it, I'm going to play you a song I love by a Scottish rock band you've probably heard of called Nazareth. And please do yourself a favor, if you're only familiar with Hair of the Dog or Love Hurts, please go out and get yourself some more Nazareth. Loud and Proud is probably their best album, in my opinion. And next up is probably this record from 1979 called No Mean City. And this next song, probably my favorite song by Nazareth. Really love this song, just a great pop tune called Whatever You Want, Babe. Okay, this next band, Mr. Big, I just played them on the Vinyl Countdown 2 episode. I played their song Wonderful Creation. If you'll remember, this is a UK band from the 70s, not the Paul Gilbert, Eric Martin, you know, Billy Sheehan, Pat Torpey band. This is a different band fronted by a guy named Dickon. A great band. They had two records in the 70s, and then they recorded a third album, which was produced by Ian Hunter, to be called Seppuku, or Harikari. Japanese form of ritual suicide where you disembowel yourself. Sounds like fun. And this song would have been the title track of that record, but the record was not released. The record label did release a single with this song, Seppuku, on the A side, and then another killer song called Death Boy on the B-side. I'll probably have to play that song eventually on the podcast, but you got to hear this song. This is a song called Seppuku by Mr. Big.
Speak with plastic tongues, look with coldest eyes. Teaching the same old words from the ancient sky. The cows are eating silence as they play. See the pigs of life, are you satisfied? All is washed away, no more tears are cried. How say you then that I should be among you? They cannot see.
Okay, this next song, I've just been looking for an excuse to play it on the podcast because I love it, but it doesn't really fit anywhere, in anywhere. I don't know if anyone else is going to like it, but I like it, and I'm going to play it on the show. This is a band called Strip Mind that pretty much no one has ever heard of, probably. They were originally called Seeka, S-E-K-A. They had a record under that name. Then they signed to Reprise Records, changed the name to Strip Mind, and put out a record called What's in Your Mouth, which has its moments, not great all the way through, but it has its moments. Most of the songs are sung by guitar player Stu Shopes, but a couple of the songs are sung by the other guitar player, Billy O'Malley, like this song, 23 Ways. Tidbit about this band, the drummer on the record was Sully Erna, who would go on to make some real piece-of-shit albums with a terrible band called Godsmack. So this is a song called 23 Ways by Strip Mind. Up next is a really cool metal band from Finland called Hybrid Children. These guys have a bunch of records, but definitely their best album is a record from 1995 called Honeymoon in Babylon. That's a great record all the way through. Features my favorite song by Hybrid Children. This is a killer song called I'm All Yours.
You like to have rules, but you
Okay, so sticking with the idea of no theme, up next is a punk band from Berkeley, California, legendary band called Crimp Shrine. And this is a song that came out on a compilation called Turn It Around that punk zine Maximum Rock and Roll put out in 1987. And I've always loved this song. This is a song called Another Day by Crimp Shrine. Up next is a punk band from Tacoma, Washington called Seaweed. And they were originally on Sub Pop in the 90s, then they signed to Hollywood Records for an album called Span Away, and they had a final album that came out on Merge Records. The song I'm going to play is the first song on what was their third Sub Pop album, but their fourth album overall, and that's why the album was called Four. And when this album came out in 1993, I just played this song over and over and over. It's a song called Losing Skin by Seaweed.
Yeah!
This next band, Splitsville, was formed by twin brothers Matt and Brant Huseman, who had previously been in a band called Greenberry Woods. They had two really cool power pop albums in the 90s, then they formed this band, Splitsville. I think this is their third album as Splitsville. The record came out in 1998 called Repeater, and this is the first song on the album. Great song called Day Job. Now it's time to get the whole thing started. Shoes are polished and your hair is parted. Spent the weekend wondering where the week went, scheming up a better way to make rent. Cause you grind to five, 9 to 5, then you make some overtime. 9 to 5 to 9, it's a swindle, it's a fraud, it's a job, it's a job, it's a living, it's a lie, it's a lie. This next band supposedly took their name from a suspected murderer featured on America's Most Wanted. So supposedly the guy's name was Possum Dixon. And these guys had three records in the 90s on Interscope Records. I definitely recommend all three albums, but by far the best album by them is their second album, Star Maps, which came out in 1996. And this is my favorite song from that record, killer song by Possum Dixon called Crashing Your Planet.
I'm holding.
This next band was a power pop band from Seattle called The Heats. They were originally called The Heaters and then had to shorten it to The Heats, I think because there was another band called The Heaters. I already played a song by them on one of the power pop episodes, the title track of their 1980 album, Have an Idea. This is another song from that record. I really love this song and just wanted to be able to play it on the podcast for you. This is a song by The Heats called I Don't Like Your Face. This next band, the Revelons, they were a late 70s New York City punk slash new wave band. They played CBGBs in Max's Kansas City, fronted by a guy named Gregory Lee Pickard. I'm not sure if they had anything released at the time, maybe a single, but what you can get is a CD called Anthology that has like 12 songs by the band on there, including this song, which presumably was recorded in the late 70s. Song called by the Revelons called 97 Tears.
She's got good looks, but she's lucky. She's got good love, but she's lovely. We'll be right back.
Up next is a San Francisco band called Creeper Lagoon. Started out as a recording vehicle for guitarist Sharky Laguna. He had several cassette-only releases, which I had at the time. Like an idiot, I sold those on eBay at some point, but pretty cool stuff. Folky, just acoustic stuff he used to do. Then he formed a band, and they put out a couple of really good albums. I Become Small and Go in 1998, and a record called Take Back the Universe and Give Me Yesterday, which came out on DreamWorks in 2001. This is a killer song from that record called Dead Man's Saloon.
Running down to the Dead Man's Saloon, drinks are wild in the afternoon, but cool down so you can sleep tonight. Holding dear to the lifeless champagne, she has left you with no sustain. Slowing down so you can be free.
This next band, British band called Ash, these guys are probably most famous, at least in the US, for their early stuff, Girl from Mars, Jack Names the Planets. They definitely came into their own, in my opinion, on their fourth record in 2001, Free All Angels, and then their best album by far, according to me, is their album from 2004 called Meltdown. I cannot recommend Meltdown by Ash enough, that's a killer album. But the song I'm going to play for you by Ash is from a series of singles they did in 2009-2010. They put out 26 different singles and then released them as two compilations called A to Z Volumes 1 and 2. This is a song that's on A to Z Volume 1. I think it came out in April of 2010 originally as a single. A song called Control-Alt-Delete. So sticking to the spirit of no theme for this episode, up next I'm going to play you a song by Crowded House. I did 3 episodes filled with Australian rock, which for some reason were not my most popular episodes, and I never got around to doing the separate episode I was going to do about New Zealand rock. So I'm going to play a couple of bands from New Zealand for you right now, beginning with Crowded House, who I'm sure you've heard of. They had some huge hits from their debut album in 86. I'm going to play you a song from their 2nd album, a great record that came out in 1988, called Temple of Low Men. Neil Finn, in my opinion, is a genius, and this song is a great example of that. This is the first song on the 2nd side of Temple of Low Men, a song called Never Be the Same. Okay, one more band from New Zealand for you. This is a band called The Bats, and this is a song from their second album. Highly recommend this record. Go out and get it. It's called The Law of Things. It came out in 1990. Second full-length record by these guys. And this song just kills me. This is a song by The Bats called Time to Get Ready. Up next, in the spirit of no theme, I'm going to play you a song by a band I love from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, called The Violent Femmes. And if you just take into account the first five albums by these guys, I would have to say Gordon Gano is one of my personal favorite songwriters ever. Just dark and funny and twisted and great melodies. Just songwriting at its finest, really. I'm going to play you a song from album number 5 by these guys. Came out in 1991. The record is called Why Do Birds Sing, and it's a great album. And this is a song by the Violent Femmes called Out the Window.
Life was fun, life was great, till I made my big mistake. Oh no, it never happened to me. Life was short and life was sweet, I was thinking as I hit the street. I could hardly believe, I could scarce conceive it. I called life, but then one day he said, no, I gotta go.
What the hell? Up next, I'm going to play you a song by Cracker, David Lowery's band, post Camper Van Beethoven. This is a song from their self-titled debut, which came out in 1992. It's not the greatest album all the way through, but there have always been a couple of songs from that album that I really enjoyed, especially this song, a song by Cracker called Someday.
I can totally hear that all the way through.
It's like the end of 60 Minutes or something.
This next song, I want to play it for you just in case you haven't heard it. Brilliant band called Built to Spill. I'm not a huge fan of the first Built to Spill album, but the second album from 1994, There's Nothing Wrong with Love, one of the greatest indie rock albums of the 90s. Just a wonderful record. And then drastic change in style on the next album by Built to Spill, Perfect From Now On. But there's lots of great stuff on that. And then Keep It Like a Secret was great. Lots of great songs by this band. But this is just an absolute classic by Built to Spill, a song called Car.
You get the car, I'll get the night off. You'll get the chance to take the world apart and figure out how it works. Don't let me know what you find out. I need a car, you need a guide, you need a map. If I don't die or worse, I'm gonna need a nap. At best I'll be asleep when you get back. I wanna see it when you find out what comets, stars and moons are all about. Wanna see their faces turn to backs of heads and slowly get smaller. Wanna see it now. Wanna see.
Up next is a great band from the UK called Senseless Things, and this is a song from their first album, Postcard CV, which came out in 1989. That's a great record. They had some great EPs around the same time, too. Is It Too Late and stuff. Great songs. Then they had a record in 1991 called The First of Too Many, which has some production issues, but great, great songs. I love these guys, and this song is amazing. If I ever made a movie, this song would be on the soundtrack for sure. This is a song called Too Much Kissing by Senseless Things.
Time now.
Up next is a band from LA called Czar. I love these guys. This record, their self-titled album, came out in 2000. It's great. And then they had another album in 2005 called Band Girls Money. Really great songs on that record as well. I wish these guys had done more because they were amazing. This is the first song on the first album. I just love this song. It's called Calling All Destroyers by Czar.
And all the kids of business have come to this. I'm the planet of rock and roll. And they're the poppers, they're alright. I've got the stoppers on my side. Oh, they're the super size. Hell yeah.
This next song is by a guy named Ted Leo, and he had a cool band in the 90s called Chisel, and then he went on his own. Well, he called it Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. This is a song from an album that came out in 2001 on Lookout Records called The Tyranny of Distance, and it's a great album. Ted Leo has done a lot of stuff since then, but Tyranny of Distance is still my favorite thing he ever put out. It's a really, really good album. The next album, Hearts of Oak, was great as well, but there's something special about The Tyranny of Distance. And this is just a beautiful song, my favorite song from that record. My favorite song by Ted Leo, a song called Under the Hedge.
I've been sometimes under your wall, peeping it out where I'm not welcome. I've seen you one time stumble and fall, but I still love you, you see. I've been five times back to the well, seeking to tell myself for something, but you can't teach what you can't sell.
Alright, so that's going to do it for the episode without a theme. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com or rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com, or go to the Facebook page. That's a good way to give me some feedback there at Facebook. I'm sure I'll do another episode like this in the future when I come up with another list of songs that I just want to play on the show without having to fit into some structure or theme. So let me know if you liked it. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with what was probably my favorite song released last year, in 2014. This band, they are really the only young, current, vital, American rock and roll band that I can think of, playing the kind of music these guys are playing, with the right kind of attitude, the right kind of guitar tone, the right kind of song structure. They're just doing it all right. They are so, so good at what they are doing. It isn't incredibly original. It's just incredibly good. They're so good at it. The songs are just great. And the guitar sound, the style, the attitude, it's all there. Band from Atlanta, Georgia called The Biters. Best band going. Best young current band going. And I just hope they keep going. They haven't even had a full-length record yet. They've had, what, 4 EPs? All they released last year was a 2-song single. I've tried to get through to them. I've tried to get the main guy, Tuck, to come on the podcast. I've sent several messages through Facebook and on their webpage. I don't know if they've even received the messages. I know I've received no response. So I'd love to have them on the show and talk about what they're doing because I love it. I couldn't support it more. I love this band. My favorite current new active band, The Biters. And this is an amazing song. Came out last year as a single. It's on iTunes. A song called Indigo by The Biters. Until next time.